Welcome to another episode of Let's Chat With. Joining me is the world's only avian op-ed columnist, Chad the Bird. How are you doing today, Chad?
I'm feeling good, man. Thank you for having me. I don't know why I'm yelling. I feel like I just always need to yell. It's just where the attitude is at this point.
So as I said in the introduction, you're the world's only avian op-ed columnist. Can you tell me why is that and why you are the only one and only?
Well, I am the only one and only because it's a very territorial thing, I think, with birds. We have a summit. It's kind of like Highlander, but I got into it because I get a good view of things just from general height distribution situation. I am quite wee, but I'm good at getting up on top of stuff. So I feel like I have a bird's eye view of stuff, and that's why people ask me what my thoughts are.
Did you want to do that when you were a young bird? Was there something else you wanted to do?
Oh, I had so many dreams, but who didn't? Nobody's really ever asked me about that. Okay. In the beginning, I wanted to be Batman, but it's kind of already was one. And then kind of went into college. It's like, so hung out with a bunch of people, listened to what they wanted to do with their lives and was like, I don't know. I like to just hear what's going on and then try to lay it down for people that don't understand it. And then I got a job in Chicago and that's kind of where we ended up. But yeah, no, it was never that. Captain Ron from the film Captain Ron was always a dream. I just thought the idea of selling surfboards on the beach and that's what you did. And then because then you're A, you're always at the beach, B, you're working, and C, people just give you stuff. So yeah, that was the dream, but now I'm here.
You get the word out about your op-ed through being a modern town crier in Chicago. Do you consider yourself a modern town crier?
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, man, because I actually did, it was 10 years ago, I want to say. I actually did a piece about it was because the world's oldest town crier festival had happened. And I did a piece about that and looked up how a town crier meeting is, how their structure, what they have to do, you know, because it's not just hey guys, and here's the thing. There was actually a structure that they had to follow. And ever since then, that's how I've been structuring my pieces. And the way that it works is you start with something to get people's attention, and then you tell them the information, and then you end with some rhyme or poem to lock it in. And so, yeah, ever since I did that piece, that's how I've been structuring all my stuff.
What's it like for humans to see a bird giving his 2 cents on a wide variety of topics?
You know, I feel like it's jarring at first, but then all things, people just kind of grow to accept it. I feel like that's not the weirdest thing that's happened in the last 2 years. So I feel pretty accepted right off the bat at this point. I feel like humans are just oh, talking birds doing stuff now. Oh, okay. I guess that's where we're at. So yeah, pretty generally accepted.
You like to talk about topics that range from robot CEOs, NASCAR driving through the streets of Chicago, Choco Tacos, podcasts, and Batman. Why do you talk about things that nobody else does?
Well, because I feel like that's also a good question, because I get a lot of questions about that on TikTok. Why am I not hitting the news that everybody's talking? When the Queen passed away, they wanted to know what my thoughts were. It's because I feel like everybody's got an opinion on the thing that everyone's talking about. There's enough opinion in the room. And if everybody's ordering pizza, the last thing I want to make is pizza. So you need a variety. And I like the idea of being that variety. So if you're in the mood for a pistachio ice cream, bam, I got you. But if you've never had pistachio ice cream, bam, I got you again, because now you can have it for the first time. So yeah, basically I just like being pistachio ice cream.
When people come and see you live, what do you hope they take away from that experience?
Knowledge, a little info. I'm a trivia nut. So having those, and also so that you, when you do trivia nights, can dominate. Kind of just the general, I learned something I didn't think I would learn today. I think that educational stuff now for adults is more interesting to me than just random observations. Cause you get enough of people just being huh, what's up with pine trees? Why are they so sticky? Blah, blah, blah. But you don't really get a lot of hey, here's why pine trees are sticky. And so that's kind of what I want to offer, is a little bit of we told some jokes, we had some fun, but then you can walk out of there with stuff that you're enriched a little bit in the brain area. So yeah, knowledge.
Earlier, I mentioned that you talk about podcasts. You have one. Can you tell me about it?
Chad the Birdcast is the only birdcast out there. And you can get it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and some other stuff. But I feel like it's the easiest is just to go to Spotify or iTunes and look up Chad the Birdcast. And what I've been doing is taking the essays that I work on for the show in Chicago, or just like any random thing that I get to do. And I'll take the audio and I'll put that on there in like a snackable 15 minutes. So like, if you're like, I mean, I love the visuals. I want you to watch my YouTube. I want you to watch TikTok and Instagram, but like, if you're driving, I don't want you doing that. So I like the idea of having something like, hey, if you want to listen to what I was talking about and like take some notes, you know, for study time, I'll have that going on too. So that's kind of what the point is. And then sometimes I interview people, other humans in the area. I've had some really cool people on there. Did you ever see that movie, The Velocipastor?
Yes, I think so. Yep.
Great, because it's my favorite movie. And I had the director and the cast on it. And I still think you can find that one on Spotify. If you can't, you go to my website. That's the full archives. You can hear, because we've been doing that podcast since 2016. So you can find it all the way back to when Antonin Scalia died here in America. That's the first episode we ever did. That episode is called The Velociraptor, and I have all of the cast from the movie on my Birdcast because it was during the pandemic and we were all just like Zooming whoever we could talk to. And that was a point of pride for me. But I've had some like solid celebs on there and some comedians and things like that just to like rap about stuff. Usually it's just us just like trying to figure out the menu for a party we're going to throw or like what we would do with our favorite celebs. And then at the end, if it's an interview, I have a game I like to play with humans called 2 minutes and 10 questions, where I ask you 10 questions in 2 minutes and they're all terrible puns. And like my whole goal is to just stump everybody. Right now, the record is 4 out of 10. That's how tough they are. But yeah, that's the general vibe. I mean, it's like snackable. I like the idea that these are like bathroom podcasts. So like they're like the perfect like poop length. So like if you just need like you need to take care of business, you're at work, you crank this one on and you just take a break for a little bit. So yeah, that's the Birdcast. Listen to it.
Also, humans can see you on YouTube and TikTok. What kind of response have you been getting?
Oh man, how long do you have? Because like it has been a wild trip, man. Like on TikTok especially, because like anybody across the world is on TikTok. And like I think that's how you and I found each other, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, TikTok is a Chinese company. So like everybody's on that thing. I was impressed with the amount of general positivity I got on that because it's the internet. I think the big difference is Instagram and YouTube is a generally positive area. TikTok is a friggin' minefield of nightmares. I posted one thing about Joe Rogan and I got some death threats for like 2 months, which is a blast. Because I feel like I've actually made it. But yeah, the trolls are in the TikTok zones. So it's just a different flavor. Like if I'm in the mood to get trashed, I'll post on TikTok. If I'm in the mood to get a little bit of like insight, I'll post on YouTube. If I'm in the mood to just like show off what I did this week, that's Instagram. So there, I mean, it's all over the place. I'm not on Twitter. Because like once Elon Musk like went for the Twitter thing and then I just started like watching what was happening with Twitter, I was like, yeah, nah, I'm good. Plus, like most of Twitter is like character limits. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I can't stop talking. So like, I don't have the ability to like quantify in a short character list. And then they were like, never mind, we're putting videos. I'm like, oh man, I don't have time for another one of these things. So I just stick with Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Where do you see Chad the Bird? Where do you see yourself in the next year or so?
Hopefully on a beach, but we'll see how that goes. I'd also like to be at Six Flags. But I could go this next month. Cedar Point, that's where I want to be in a year. It's the roller coaster capital of the world. And they have 13 world record holding roller coasters. So I'd like to go there. But like in terms of my success, I'd like to double what I've been doing. Like, no, I don't want to do that thing where people are like, oh man, like I want to be a top tier in a year. I'm like, no. I just want to do twice as good as I've been doing this year. Just a little touch. Just like double it up. A little more money. A little more following, possibly a TV show. And I mean, if I'm thinking realistically, I'd love to be on Seth Meyers. That'd be like a big get for me. And I think that would like make me feel like I'm going up rather than plateauing. So yeah, that's about where. Also, maybe like one size bigger. I'm quite wee. I mean, like, look at this. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, I'd like to just like go up like one or two sizes.
Yeah, don't we all want to be this, like, the bigger person than we are right now?
True, true.
Finally, where can people find Chad the Bird? YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, website.
Oh, yeah, you can find me everywhere. It's so easy to just Google Chad the Bird. Don't Google Chad Bird, because that is very religious preacher, and which I am not. And I feel like we would disappoint people if you found me. I would, so if you want to find me on TikTok, it's Chad the Bird Talk, T-O-K. If you want to find me on Instagram, Chad Bird with a U, because of aforementioned preacher whose name is Chad Bird and will not give me my name back. So it's Chad Bird with a U, no underscores or any of that jazz. If you find me on Facebook, I mean, if your dad's looking to like connect, it's Chad the Bird. And YouTube is also Chad the Bird. So it's all pretty simple. If you go to like Linktree, they're all there, Chad the Bird as well. PayPal, that's my favorite one, Chad the Bird as well. Yeah, that's where I'm at, all over there. But again, just Google me, you'll find me.
Thank you, Chad, for joining me on this episode of Let's Chat With.
Woo!